Do ghosts have to sleep if they died tired? If humans are causing global warming, what the f*** is causing winter? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a paranormal podcast. Where every week we investigate a brand new paranormal case that and come to a conclusion at the end as to whether or not it is true or false. I'm joined by my paranormal investigator and co-host, Kit Greer.
That's right. Thank you. Glad to be here.
And I'm glad you're here as well, Kit, because I have an incredible case today that we need to talk about immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
time
what we're here
is
for.
Of the element. Or is it irrelevant?
That's not the saying to begin with. Time is of the essence.
Again, I said time was irrelevant, but really we have to push on.
Let's breeze past.
We have really quickly have to get into this. Well,
as always in this show, we love to dive right
in. Can you stop talking though? We need to get into this. Yeah. Time is actually very much of the element.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the point here. It's 2003, and we're in New York City. A captain at the New York Police Department is filling out the rest of his paperwork for the day.
He's eating a bagel. He's maybe having a dollar slice.
Exactly.
He's walking here.
When he hears a knock on the door.
Hey, Captain, I got an incident I need to talk to you about.
I don't have time for this. It's been a busy night. I gotta get back to the wife and kids.
It's pretty important, so we've got some strange activity down at Wall Street.
Look, I know I'm sure it's very important, but my wife is she just gonna divorce me if I don't, because I've been staying late to work too much, so I don't think I can do this.
Listen, there's some guy called Andrew Carlson who's managed to turn eight...
Sorry, I'm really thrown by this.
Some guy called Andrew Carlson who's managed to turn $800 into $350 million. And that's not the craziest part, Captain. He's made all that money in 2 weeks.
That's right. Andrew Carlson had made 126 high-risk trades and came out a winner every single time.
Really?
And we're talking about high-stake investments as well.
Because I was going to say, this didn't really strike me as police business right off the bat.
Right.
But what we're saying is that this is so improbable that it's suspicious.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. It's getting to the point where the police got to stick their piggy noses in it. So the captain goes, all right, let me run this guy's details through the machine. We'll see if he's got a history or not.
The machine, of course.
Sensible. I assume every precinct has one.
Yes.
You type in like, boop, 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 boop. Comes
and then Terminator style, it comes up with an entire life history.
Yeah.
And then at the end tells you whether they need to die or not.
Yeah, it'll say death, Y or N. So they run the name and there's no results. No ID, no birthday, no address. This guy doesn't exist.
What?
This is suspicious enough for the captain to take action. So he grabs his badge, his gun.
Of course.
I assume he has to call his wife now. And be,
right.
You know, hey, Betty, look, I got some bad news.
You piece of shit!
I know, sweetheart, look, I know
you
it's...
You cancel it again! I can't f***ing believe this!
I know it's Christine's dance recital.
You
I know it's our anniversary, and I know it's Valentine's Day also, but look...
It's the most important day of the year!
I got a goddamn Wolf in Wall Street... Turning 800 into millions, baby.
Have you been
baby.
Drinking? You're not making any sense.
Me and some of the boys were gonna go out for cocktails after this. It's a happy hour down at the
Son's calling out for you. He's asking where's his papa.
It's a happy hour down at Slumshies. The
Slumshies.
The local police watering hole.
Oh, I'm contracting. I need a ride to the hospital right now.
I can't eat. What? What? No, two tequilas, one sambuca.
Oh no,
sorry.
His hand's coming up.
I lied. We were already at Slumpy's. There is no case.
Oh God, I see the light.
I got laid off 2 weeks ago. Also, side note, I lost my ring. Yeah, I was taking a dump and I think I knocked it in the bowl. So he grabs all of his gear and they head down to Wall Street. And they start asking around for Andrew Carlson. They search the offices, they search the trading floors, and it isn't long before they manage to track down the man they're looking for.
Really?
Without a moment to lose, they cuff him and drag him out of the building.
Jesus Christ, a lot of force here.
Well, you know, you...
That guy's making a buck. He's a goddamn... The American Dream.
He's a goddamn...
He is the American Dream.
You know what?
I think.
They permit wolves on Wall Street. You know what they don't permit? Wizards. This man has turned $800 into $35 million. He is a wizard. So they get him to the room for interrogation. The whole squad behind the two-way glass.
Mm.
You know, maybe you do a little good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, of course.
One officer comes in. It's like, sorry for dragging you out here. We got a hot cup of Joe. Other police chief slaps it in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know,
hot coffee in his eyeball.
Burning.
Yeah.
Someone goes, I'm so sorry. Forgive Steve. He's a bit of a bad cop.
No, I need a doctor now. I've got hot coffee in my eyes. I can't see.
Don't worry. I'll dab you off as a sign of goodwill.
That really hurts.
And then Steve decks you in the lungs. Yeah. And Steve's got crazy eyes as well. You know, he's like, you're gonna attack. He's got a switchblade for some reason. Everyone in the precinct's a little worried.
A butterfly knife.
Cause
it's not even regulation.
Not regulation. Behind the glass, they're like, okay, we should probably go stop this. Steve locks the doors. Steve stabs the good cop. This is getting really bad cop.
Steve winks through the one-way glass.
And sets the prisoner free. It's like, wow, he is taking bad cop to the highest level.
He just took a bribe right in front of us.
Leans back at the glass. Wink. Bad cop. At this point, you know, you got him in the room. The team are ready to stay all night if that's what it takes. But almost immediately, Andrew says, all right. I got a confession to make.
Whoa.
I know.
They're thinking that was easy. All
way
right, we got
easy.
The canary singing. Maybe I'll make it back in time for the recital after all.
You know they're going
to
go down
I'm
gonna
to... I'm going to Schlumpy's. Absolutely, I'm
don't
going.
Don't even... Yeah, all the,
happy
everyone,
hour, of course.
Everyone on the team is like, don't f***ing kid yourself. We all know you're going to Schlumpy's, Chief. The whole team are gathered round to find out how this man made millions in just 2 weeks. Andrew says, look, I'm a time traveler. That's why I didn't come up in your police scans. I haven't been born yet.
What?!
It's pretty baller, isn't it? Like, it's kind of cool to be arrested by the police for being too good at making money.
Yes.
And then when they ask how you did it, you're like, I don't even exist.
But I would love to know, what is the incidence rate of criminals? I mean, the incidence of criminals lying as soon as they get into an interrogation booth must be pretty high also.
Yeah, I wonder as well specifically about time travel. Like, how many go straight to time travel?
I mean, it's pretty convenient to claim that you don't exist when you've just committed a crime.
The team can't believe it, but all of a sudden, things start making sense. How else could he have guessed 126 predictions in a row? Carlson said, it was just too tempting to resist. I had planned to make it look natural, you know, lose a little here and there so it doesn't look too perfect.
But I'm too much of a big dick baller to lose a single round. The honeys were hanging off of me.
He went on to talk for 4 hours about when he arrived, the future, and how he planned to win big off the stock market drop.
I feel like there's a flaw, though, in this interrogation tactic. I mean, I know we're trying to get information out of him, but if he's some sort of criminal professional gambler, he's going to be a dab hand at bullshitting.
You'd think so. I mean, he's smart enough to have allegedly got his hands on a time machine. So unless they're just handing those out like candy in the future, I don't know how the shit he got this.
I guess you're right.
Well, at the end of his confession, he says, all I want is to return to my craft and get the hell out of here. And he says, if you let me, then, you know, maybe I can tip you off about some secrets of the future.
What?
Reports claim that Andrew tried to bargain with exposing the location of Osama bin Laden or the cure for AIDS.
When?
Questions.
What a piece of shit. He has all of the tools at his disposal to help mankind at every turn. Like, imagine you went back in time, like, 500 years ago, before germ theory.
Right.
And you befriended a guy, and he was like, hey, Roy, you're not such a bad guy. Anyway, I'm going to go drink out of this puddle of donkey shit. And in that moment, if you don't tell him, listen, in the future, we know there's a thing called germs. You probably shouldn't do that. It's going to make you very ill. You'll probably die. if you just withhold that because convenient to your goddamn life story.
The guy's like on all fours, drinking out of the puddle. He's like, damn, that's good. Say, what's that weird metallic clothes you're wearing? I haven't seen anyone. Oh, God! Drops dead.
You take his wallet.
Yeah, it's his old leather wallet. I mean, that's the equivalent of what's going on here.
Yes, that was a bit of a strange analogy.
You came back in time with the cure for AIDS.
And you went straight to the casino? Straight to the casino.
Well, when the police demanded to see his time machine or discuss exactly how it works, he refused, afraid that the technology would fall into the wrong hands. It has. You are the wrong hands, sir. What would you do if you're the police captain at this point?
Yeah, I don't know what you can do. Do you release him onto the streets until he commits another crime? Or can you take him in and kind of lock him up overnight?
Well, it's tough because you can't send him to jail because you don't know how he, if he was cheating or not. You don't know how he made all his money. And then also, if you do send him to jail, what if he did know the location of Osama bin Laden and you had it there on your plate?
Yeah.
And you didn't grab it.
I guess. I mean, it's definitely above the pay grade of the local, like, NYC police officer.
I just know if you were that police chief, you would walk into the room and you're like, look, we've been discussing it and no dice. Like, we're gonna take you in. And he's like, okay. Foolish mortals! And like a portal beams up from the sky and it's like, you had bin Laden in the palm of your hands!
I know, that's whenever good cop says to bad cop, like, I think it's probably best if we don't tell anyone about tonight. You go to that recital, let's go to Schlumpy's. We'll pick this up in the morning, forget it ever happened.
Well, like a lot of people who know too much and get captured by the government, no one really knows what happened to Andrew. But in a 2003 article by the Weekly World News, they stated that the mysterious time-traveling Andrew Carlson had been bailed out by a quote-unquote unidentified benefactor at the cost of $1 million.
That's a high bail.
Yeah.
Woo!
Before his court hearing on April 3rd, he disappeared and was never seen again.
What?
Yeah. Now, him disappearing, that's strange, you know, he got away with it. Yes. But all I'll say is, 8 years later, the U.S. found bin Laden. So think about that.
Is that a...
just a thought.
This story just like...
just the thought, man.
Just like went off a cliff edge. I mean, is that the story today? That's all we've got?
No, there's more. There's more. But I want to take a pause here because I felt like that's a good point. 8 years later, boom, they got him. Right where Andrew said.
No, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
Maybe he was a little vague.
You didn't mention that. I don't think he said anything.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. All I'm saying is, who knows whether they cracked a deal or not. He said he knew where bin Laden was. Andrew disappears. We find bin Laden. Those are just the chain of events.
What was that movie about that I watched recently about busting the bin Laden? The fucking war movie. It's not Hurt Locker.
Is it like Six? SEAL Team Six? I know that's who did it, but yeah. I was like, is that it? was it called like Andrew Carlson?
So have you not seen this movie?
No, I haven't seen that whatever movie you're talking about. Is it good?
Oh, it's incredible.
No spoilers.
We started watching. it because it was...
How does it end? Does he get away with it?
No spoilers or how does it end? Which one is it?
I can't wait. Does he get away with it?
No spoilers, but how does it end? Absolutely tell me how it ends. Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, Zero Dark Thirty. Haven't seen it. I haven't seen that one. No. Is it good though? No spoilers. What happens though? Does he die? I bet he dies. Now, I know you're probably a little skeptical right now of this whole story.
Yes.
I actually did some research on time travel.
Hopefully, yes.
And whether or not it is actually possible.
Okay.
I fell down a bit of a wormhole, if you'll pardon the pun, because it's actually mad interesting.
Is that where you got the dinosaur tooth necklace from? I mean, that looks... it's a giant tooth. It's the size
this
of your...
one? No, I ganked God it from damn. The museum before we started this.
Completely irrelevant to the story, actually.
Yeah, way irrelevant. I just thought it would make me look cooler.
It does.
Not the bloody knuckles, though, that I used to smash in through the glass ceiling. So that really hurt. I actually messed up my back as well from the entry. I went straight down onto the hard marble floor. And it's been getting increasingly worse because I'm wearing a fucking dinosaur tooth around my neck, which is heavy as hell.
Yeah, you've got a hunch for sure.
It really wasn't worth it in hindsight.
You truly are Andrew Carlson smashing the glass ceiling only to steal from a museum.
It's actually really, really interesting because the scientific opinions about it change like every year.
Right. Because this is highly theoretical physics.
Yeah. So one of the popular, I can do this with a sheet. One of the popular ways people display time travel, mm-hmm. like explain it, is if you think of, I have a sheet of paper here. You think of time as like this sheet of paper.
Right.
It's a straight line.
Yeah.
Right? But people believe that you can bend time back on itself.
Right.
And what I'm doing is kind of like folding the page in half. And then if you can find a way to drop down from the top, sticking a pen in there.
Right.
See that? I'm dropping down into the bottom.
Into your hand, by the way.
Oh, God, that went straight in.
Yeah.
Think of my palm, my bloodied palm as the past.
And what's the blood?
The blood is me. Think of me dripping down into the past.
Right.
That's time travel. See what we've done there?
Okay.
But what we need is a method of going through these holes to get to the past.
Okay.
People have theorized that wormholes could do this.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with wormholes is they collapse. They're not very sustainable.
I see.
They kind of fall apart into each other.
Mm.
But in the 1990s, astronomers found out that the universe and its expansion was actually speeding up rather mm-hmm. than slowing down, which is weird. And Professor Tamara Davis, who is a cosmologist at the University of Queensland in Australia, refers to what is causing this as dark energy.
Right.
Which I know sounds like the powers of a wizard, but in this context, I think she's talking about the energy force that is pushing the galaxy out into space.
Okay.
If you could find a way to harness that energy to stop a wormhole from collapsing, then you could hypothetically keep it open long enough for someone to drop from the future back into the past.
So that's what we need to do.
That's what we need to do.
To catch this bastard.
There was also one scientist that was like, I think in the future we can, it's all insane. It's like we could fire lasers, rotate them fast enough to warp space and time, create our own wormholes and travel through them. And then I was like, okay, that sounds like a possible thing. And he's like, of course, these would be microscopic and we would need to shrink a human down to the size of an atom. It's like, that's another problem. That's not going to work.
Kind of like starting like a cleaning company and being like, we promise to be able to clean your entire house within 10 minutes or less. And you're like, wow, that seems like a really efficient service. That sounds great. And then they get to your house and they're just like,
oh, hello, it's the cleaning service. I'm so glad you're here. 10 minutes, right? You promised?
Yes. Well, that is if we can get our machine here to work.
Right. Is it a vacuum cleaner or?
Actually, this highly experimental technology is going to vaporize all of the possessions in your house into thin air, suspend them in a vacuum, wow. sucking all of the oxygen out of your house. Then we will clean the place extremely efficiently.
Wow.
And then we will re-vaporize all of your possessions back into existence.
You keep saying vaporize. That sounds dangerous.
Well, as long as the pets can stay, but the humans should probably... He was probably standing outside for a few minutes.
10 minutes? 10 minutes or less? Well, the thing is, once the machine powers up, time is irrelevant, mostly.
And actually, if it goes wrong and you lose your possessions forever, you won't care, because you will be drifting through infinity without time, without space.
She's like, all right, 10 minutes. Clock starts now. Fire it up, boys. It went wrong. It's going wrong.
Cat starts screaming instantly.
I love that idea of it just building a machine that you think is going to work, but you'll know if it doesn't work within the first second.
Yeah, it's like we won't know until we flick the switch, but we can't. It's too risky to flip the switch until the last possible second.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So it was really cool, obviously, to catch up with where the scientific community are at in terms of the possibility of time travel.
Right.
Of course, the more I researched, the sooner I realized that it was all completely irrelevant, because I found a company online that would sell me an actual functional time machine.
Wow, I can't believe the scientific community has overlooked this merchant.
That's right, folks. For the small price of $750,000, the D7 Time Machine Pod can be yours in under 20 days.
So have they manufactured more than one D7 time travel pod?
It's hard to track their shipping numbers. The website is sketchy at best.
Mm. There is 2 Amazon reviews, 1 5-star that seems to be by the owner, and 1 1-star that seems to be by someone who was scammed.
For $750,000, the frequency capsule pod D7 time machine can be yours.
Okay.
I've got an illustration, actually. There's a drawing of what the machine is like.
A drawing? We can't get a photo?
Well, it's like a blueprint design. Like, just look at it.
Holy f***. I mean...
Incredible, isn't it?
This looks like a digital drawing of a copy scanner done in Microsoft Paint.
Kind of looks like a big tanning bed.
This obviously is not real. I mean, there's there's just a 2-foot-long standard power cable like you plug into a socket.
I'm sorry, how
dangling
else, how
on
else
the outside.
Do you want to power your time machine?
I just kind of
crystals?
Feel like...
Get realistic, Kit. Jesus.
Well, it says quartz, so it sounds like there are crystals involved.
For the crystal fuel? Yeah, obviously, but not the power cord.
I just feel like a time travel machine probably needs more than 230 volts, but who am I to judge? Also, I missed out by far the most crucial details. Why is both frequency and capsule spelled incorrectly?
We're dealing with elements larger than spelling here. We're talking about time and space.
The kind of people who are just firing on all cylinders and wildly inventing machines that may or may not work, they don't concern themselves with spelling.
Exactly. Look, you're skeptical, but this is why I have all the details of the machine right here, all right? I'm gonna hard sell you this bad boy. This is the bio. This is the description. D, all caps. D machines allow you to travel to other worlds without dying.
I feel like if they've really got to advertise it, it's because it might not be true.
It sounds like they made a C machine which allowed you to travel, but you absolutely died. Like, you were dead. You showed up dead. It was a way of sending bodies back to the past. Training has to be done before using these machines because of the threat of entities and mimic worlds that reflects our own.
No effort to explain what a mimic world is.
These are real time machines and should be used very carefully. Here's a little information on the D motor. A D motor is a dimensional motor. There will be no full disclosure of the blueprints and diagrams of the technology, but I will share with you the aspects about this motor and what it does. He's playing it safe.
Okay.
You know, he's selling you the machine. He's not telling you how to make your own.
Yeah, of course. You buy a Lambo for a $500,000. They don't take you on a tour through the factory and tell you how to make one.
They are giving a man to fish. They don't want to teach the man how to make a trans-dimensional fish.
Yeah.
Exactly. The CT, computer terminal, is the control system that operates the D motor. The terminal has its own operating system with a 1 terabyte hard drive disk. It also features 8 USB ports for transfer connectivity.
Why? What?
This terminal will be compatible with VR gaming in the near future.
Why?
This type of VR gaming has no need for a headset.
What?
But only your consciousness itself as the avatar, controller, and visual screen. Sold yet?
I don't think... What?
You're not won over by the D motor?
If I am getting into a time machine, and there is a USB port. I am not plugging some sort of, you know, USB drive with the MP3s on it, because for all I know, I may end up, you know, 600 years in the future, somehow genetically fused with a Smash Mouth's All-Star.
The idea is, I guess, you know, you hear it all the time when people go back in time and they're like, my phone's dead, my transponder has been destroyed.
Right.
You got 8 USB charging ports in this bad boy. You're going to be fine. You can charge that shit all day. And when you get back to the past, you got energy to spare. These guys are they're breaking ground here. It's like Apple, you know, you can't just take away the headphone jack. Sure, they took away the head. That was a bad example. It's like Android. You gotta keep the headphone jack, but adapt it. Now we use Bluetooth headphones as well. So, you know, it's a slow progress into the future. People are going to show up to this and be like, oh, cool time machine. Does it support VR gaming? And it's like, yeah, it does. It's like, and how many USB ports? You know, that's their frame of reference.
It is so great that you are not a salesman.
Cool.
Because this is not working. This is not good. This isn't even good podcasting at this point.
This is why I saved the best to last. Prepare to be won over by all of the uses of the D7's D machine. Rapid fire, here we go. With D7's D machine, you can do remote viewing, psycho diving, interdimensional battles, channeling, talk to the dead, go to other worlds, time travel, exit body.
Time travel is very far down the list. Interdimensional, do you say jewels?
battles. Also, what the f*** is psycho diving? go to other worlds, time travel, exit body without death.
They're really honing in on the you don't have to die thing.
Obtain blueprints from other worlds. That is absolutely how they made this machine. Obtain music from other worlds. Ban it.
We get it. You can take things from other worlds.
You can jack shit from other worlds.
Take rocks from other worlds. Take food from other worlds. Maybe even plants.
Banishing entities. Contacting people in the future.
How do you banish? By banishing an entity, do you lock an entity in the machine and hit time travel?
You put them...
psycho die.
Which basically is an incinerator. Contacting people in the future, prevent events and death, obtain information from the future and past. A lot of this is the same, by the way. Time travel, talk to people in the future, obtain information from the future. These are all the same things. Virtual reality gaming and curing mental illness.
Obviously not, though. It's unbelievable that they have the audacity to market a time machine and yet they cannot market it effectively. It's almost like you have discovered the Fountain of Youth and then you hire a PR company to market the Fountain of Youth to the world. And they're like, wrinkle-free, no more wrinkles, no more wrinkles for anyone.
Makes you younger.
Makes you younger, makes you not older. Makes you be able to relive childhood. No, really bad at it.
If you want to sell the D7 D machine, and you're listing out the key features, it's one, travel through time.
That's it.
And it sells itself.
Don't call it the D mode diver, psycho diver. Just call it a time machine.
Psycho diving, interdimensional battles. It's incredible. You know, and I know we're guilty on this podcast of plugging the Patreon whenever we need a quick buck. But look, guys, we need a D7D machine.
I think
ASAP.
We need to add a stretch goal to the Patreon.
All of the ways I found to exit my body mean dying.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And this is the only
one. We've been looking.
Kit's been trying to psycho dive for years now, and there's just no viable option except for the D7D machine. So if you go on to the Patreon, This Paranormal Life Patreon, we need to raise now 750 $1,000 to secure one of these machines.
And we promise that within the first 2 months of receiving the $750,000, we will make a bonus episode of an interdimensional battle with just the first entity we find.
That's a good idea. Or if you want us to incinerate anything and send it back to the past, anyone, anything, send it him,
say no
them,
more.
There, and boom, no questions, done.
Just
psycho dived. So that's all the evidence I really have in today's case, and I don't think you could really get any stronger than that. I told you about a time traveler that existed and exposed the location of Bin Laden to the U.S. military. I gave you examples where the scientific community believe we can actually travel back in time. I showed you a goddamn website where you can buy a time machine. This is some of the most extensive research I think I've ever brought to the table in this paranormal life. Should we just say yes now? Is it a double yes? Why don't we we'll do two, okay? Why don't we do we think Andrew Carlson was a time traveler?
I think that's fair. Okay, we'll split this up.
Or even existed. And then we can follow up with, do we think time travel is possible?
Great idea. Number one, hard no. Number two, hard no.
Yeah, okay. I see where you're going with this. There's not a lot of evidence for Andrew, granted. There's no photos of him, pictures of him, identities, because he didn't exist, Kit. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, he did exist. I mean, he existed enough to gamble illegally. He existed enough to be brought into custody.
Cool.
If he didn't want to have to pay $1 million in bail, he could have just not existed his way out of that one. Turns out he did have to pay that. Someone paid that. Someone paid a lot of money.
They didn't let him have his time machine in his jail cell, Kit. He's got to get bailed out to go home.
His rich dad had to time travel through time to bail his dick's son out. That would be such a great movie moment whenever the police officers, they're just sick to death of this Andrew character at this point. And then the guy who's going to post the bail, you know, turns up at the precinct. And the police officer's looking down. He's like, all right, you're here to bail out Mr. Carson? And the guy's like, yes, I am. Policeman looks up. It's Andrew, his doppelganger.
That would be so
looking
good.
Looking out from the brim of his hat, hands a check for $1 million.
I'm you from the future.
still not real.
Cool. Fair enough. I agree with you that. I don't think it's real.
Okay.
Think the whole story is... just a fun story.
Pretty darn fun story.
Creepypasta. Time travel.
Time travel, though. I mean, I don't know if this is, you know, the most... I feel like there's going to be more than one time travel story in the history of this paranormal life.
Right.
If we're going to be specifically talking about this D-mode... What's it called?
D7's... The D7 time machine?
The D7 time machine, right.
Frequency capsule pod. The psycho dive and the...
Maybe we need to go through them one by one. Psycho diving, absolutely real. Time travel, not real. Interdimensional battling?
Real.
Of course.
Depends on the battle.
Is there any reviews, any evidence of anyone having bought one of these and used it?
No, the site, it's a strange site. They actually sell a number of different products. They sell hover cars,
really,
exosuits, small mech and large mech. A lot of those tabs, when I clicked on them, went to blank pages.
Okay, not invented yet.
The designs for the mech were actually hand-drawn. I think the D7 is the only one that they've really got
brought to market.
A firm
fair.
Grip on, which is kind of bullshit because one of the pluses on it is that you can go to other dimensions and gank their blueprints.
That's true.
So maybe that's what they're doing now. They start with the D7, go to the other dimensions, gank the blueprints, come back. Oop, now we're selling large and small mechs because we went to that dimension where everyone has one of those. So they're a working company.
When it comes to the D7 time machine frequency capsule pod, I'm willing to defer judgment until we hit the stretch goal of $750,000.
That's fair.
And then we just got to try it out right here on the show.
So until that point, we cannot land on a firm decision as to whether or not time travel is possible.
It's true. We don't know.
But that's up to you guys. As soon as we hit that tier, boom, we are ordering one of these machines. I think it's free shipping around the world. It better be. I just paid $750,000 goddamn dollars for a freaking time machine.
30 episodes time. Guys, it turns out the shipping was another $900,000. had to come from another goddamn dimension. They were out of stock in this dimension. So we really need to ramp up those donations once again. Thank you very much.
So as soon as that happens, we get that machine, we'll come back to this episode. But hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Andrew Carlson, the mysterious stock market time traveler. If you do enjoy the show and want to support us even further, as we said, we have a Patreon. We don't really run ads at all, except for Chompies, which let's not get into that, but please buy them now because we need to move units. Where as little as $2 a month, you can get a bunch of stuff, bonus episodes, research notes, t-shirts, merch, and more. So definitely check that out if you want to support the show. We're on all the social media networks. Go check those out and join. And also, if you do contribute to the Patreon, what we like to do is give you a special personal shout out on the podcast. We have a couple people to thank right now.
Thank you to Ryan Davies.
Ryan Davies likes his Sunday dinner with gravies. Thank you so much, Ryan, for contributing to the Patreon. Enjoy those, what do you call them? Those little pastry things you put the gravy in.
A Yorkshire pudding.
Enjoy your Yorkshire pudding.
Thank you also to Patrick Brookelman.
Patrick, I too am one broke-ass man. Was that his second name? I feel like I
got
close.
Not what I said, but it's fine.
Right, but I'm a little less broke because you have decided to contribute to the This Paranormal Life Patreon so we can get sweet-ass new mics, stands, and soon a D7 dimensional teleport. Time machine.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, the psycho diving really f***s with your head.
Thank you also to Sam Porter.
Sam Porter, who is a hoarder, likes to keep everything from old newspapers to his golden coins. But it looks like he's been generous enough to toss a couple in the bucket of the paranormal peasants. And we are eternally grateful. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you also to simply, truly, deeply, Jake.
Jake, could you bake a cake for my upcoming wake? Not my wake, but it's one I'm going to and I didn't bring a gift, so I need like a cake, like, sorry you're dead. What's a wake?
You're confused.
Yeah, what is a wake?
You asking me earnestly?
It's a bad one, right?
Yeah, a wake is whenever someone has died and then...
Oh, dead.
Then the body stays in a house for maybe 24 or 48 hours. And everyone sort of gathers to the house.
So the cake
hangs
is,
out
is that
for,
a bad idea or like a, is it, would that be a good thing?
It depends what it says. What does it say?
Congrats.
For sure bad.
Okay, I'll ditch that. Jake, no congrats, just the cake. Thanks, pal.
He's not doing it, so it's fine.
Cool. Good to know. Just the flowers then, Jake.
Thank you also to Lloyd. That's right, Lloyd the Roid. The biggest gent I've ever seen in my goddamn years on this earth.
The fat stack who super jacked. Lloyd the Roid. I shot him once. I thought he was Bigfoot and I shot him. He knocked on my door. He took one step in. He said, hi, my name's Lloyd, and I shot him.
Bullet ricocheted right off those washboard abs and straight into your soggy, mushy
flabby man
cake
flaps.
Abs.
Cake abs. So thank you for the contribution. I need that for to get the bullet out.
Thank you too. A.R. Feutzwagel. Well, with the D7D machine, not only will A.R. Feutzwagel be possible, but also V.R. Feutzwagel.
Nice.
That's
dude.
Right, you'll be able to Feutzwagel through time and space, battling intergalactic demons and...
Psycho-diving deeper than you've ever dove before.
So I trust that A.R. Feutzwagel will be enjoying that when we hit that stretch goal.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your contribution. Thank you too. Pip Marchi.
Pip Squeak Marchy. That's right, the opposite of Lloyd the Roid. Little Pip Squeak Marchy is the smallest person I've ever seen in my life. She knocked on my door, opened it up, and said, hi, Roy, I need to. And I shot her. I thought she was Littlefoot, a beast I just invented.
For the sake of being able to shoot someone on my own doorstep.
But she's so damn small, the bullet missed her, ricocheted off the door handle, and hit me in my flabby cake abs.
So I'm. This was the same day, so I'm clutching not one, but two bullet holes. I didn't even bother to patch up the first. Well, thank you, Pip, for your contribution today. Thank you also to Zodan Strumpson.
Jesus Christ. Why are we not buying a time machine off this guy? Zodan? He sounds like what would come out of the D7D machine.
Yeah. And whenever he did and announced himself, you'd go, sounds about right.
Yeah,
I don't know what I expected.
Look, we appreciate the contribution to the Patreon, but also if you could give us a discount on the D machine, that would be great.
Thank you to Jason E. Gaius. 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 Gaius?
This sounds like a time traveler if I've ever seen one. Someone whose name we can't even pronounce. How futuristic is that?
Pretty out there. That's when it's like email addresses when you run out of all the regular ones. You got to start adding in letters here and there.
Getting creative. It's That's like, right. What's your email address? At one point, it's just going to be like, oh, I'm schmal@hotmail.com. It's crazy stuff.
You've got a nosebleed, but I know that's part of it.
Again, the psycho diving, it's kicking in now.
So we'll just breeze through this last one. But thank you lastly, but not leastly, to Ness Avery.
Loch Ness Avery, the beast herself. She knocked on my door one day, came right in, and I said, freeze, you little sea beast, and fired a couple rounds off. Of course, her slippery scales curled the bullets right back in my cake-ass belly.
I never learn. I refuse to learn.
And I should really stop using more high-velocity weapons every time I make the mistake.
Right, it was a 50 cal that time. You had a whole, sniper's den set up.
So thank you so much for the contribution.
That about wraps up the shoutouts for this episode. If you're still waiting on your shoutout and you are a patron, that's because your shoutout is coming in a future ep. We are getting there slowly but surely. Thanks for being patient and bearing with us.
And you know what? If you just can't wait to hear your shoutout, or you can't wait to listen to future episodes of This Paranormal Life, we need to secure ourselves the D7D machine so you can come over here. We'll send you to the future when we've made 2,000 episodes of this show, and you can just have the time of your life. And remember, you will not die. You can do it all without dying.
That's right. We couldn't be more clear about that.
Exactly.
If you show up to Rory's house unannounced, cannot be clear about the outcome of that. May die, may not.
Please phone ahead, because I am fully loaded. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. We will be back next Tuesday. Until then, remember to live fast,
investigate,
and die young.
If you believe it,
it's real.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.